Hi, Bob Rehm here with A Moment for Purity. Recently, Governor Jerry Brown of California signed into law a revenge porn law. Revenge porn is an interesting concept. The issue is that two people fall in love or fall in lust, and in the course of their intimacy, one person takes pictures of the act of intimacy, either of nude pictures or of the act itself, and then the couple dissolves their relationship. They break up. The scorned or wounded person then takes those pictures and posts them online. The posting itself is in a blatant effort to try to humiliate and shame the person who has just hurt you, hence the word revenge, pornography. Well, this has been going on for a number of times. There's cottage industries on the web which make their living off this. And now California has banned it, including times of fines and imprisonment. This is a great move. It's an embarrassing thing to think that pictures of yourself taken at an intimate time would be published for all to see. Sex therapist and authors Wendy and Larry Maltz wrote a book called The Porn Trap, in that they list a number of things that are the differences between porn-related sex and healthy sex. And one of those is that porn-related sex tends to be public, open for viewing for others to see, whereas healthy sex is private and sacred, which is the intent of how God designed it. I encourage you, don't take the camera or don't take a video into the room. Keep sex sacred and private the way that God intended for it to be. For more information and to receive a free devotional, text the word purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, to 96362. Purity to 96362.